Well, so joining me on the line from Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, I've got Tshepiso Raseklola, Associate in Employment Law, to talk about the No More Masks and what this means for the workplace. Good morning, Tshepiso. Welcome to Helderberg FM.
Good morning, listeners, and good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for having me today.
It's a big pleasure. And, of course, what, some 2 weeks ago, the government lifted the COVID-19 regulations on mask wearing, and we can now see everybody's smiles. But it's not as simple as that. So what does this repeal, how does it affect local workplace policies, even though the government has said you don't have to wear a mask anymore?
Thank you very much for your question, Vanessa. So you're right, it's not as simple as that. Although a lot of people 2 weeks ago had their own mini celebrations, Freedom Day, some have called it, for the removing of masks, it's not as simple as that for the employer. So the lifting of the regulations on mask wearing, COVID testing and gathering has sparked, like you correctly pointed out, a lot of debate. But what's of concern is whether this does remove any obligations that the employer has. So despite the lifting of the regulations, there are other obligations that the employer has with relation to providing a reasonably safe working environment. And this is in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, the code that was published by the Department of Labor on the 22nd of June 2022, and the Hazardous Biological Agents Regulations. Now, those remain in place despite the regulations being lifted on mask wearing. So the short answer, Vanessa, is that although there is no statutory regulation or legislation, rather, regarding the wearing of masks, the employer still has an obligation in terms of the regulations that are mentioned now and other legislations to ensure that he or she takes reasonable measures to ensure that there's a reduction in the spread and transmission of COVID in the workplace.
I see. So it's basically about keeping health and safety regulations up to standard. Now, one of the things you mentioned, Freedom Day, when we could remove those masks, which means that we can now have gatherings, we can have end of year celebrations, things like that, like we used to pre-COVID. What do employers need to know about these gatherings in their workplaces to ensure a safe environment for employees?
So the employer still needs to ensure that despite being allowed to have large gatherings indoor and outdoor, they still have an obligation to ensure that within those gatherings, there is still no risk of the spread of COVID-19. So COVID-19 is regarded as a class 3 in terms of the Hazardous Biological Agents Regulation, which means that it poses a risk of it being transmitted if reasonable care is not taken. So the employer will have to ensure that there is enough ventilation to ensure that there is a reduced risk, rather, of the spread of COVID-19. If it's going to be indoors, they have to make sure that there is sufficient social distancing that may not put the employees at risk of contracting COVID-19 or the spread of COVID-19 in the workplace.
I see. I'm speaking to Tshepiso Raseklola, Associate in Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, and we're speaking about what it means now that the mask-wearing regulations have been lifted, what it means for the workplace. Now, the one thing that I think one thing that was so commonplace when this pandemic broke out was outbreaks or, you know, where suddenly you would go to a shop and it would be closed for a few days because a whole lot of staff had COVID. What are the legal steps and procedures for employers to follow in the event that a COVID-19 outbreak takes place in their particular workplace?
So what they need to do, they need to ensure that employees that pose or that show symptoms of COVID-19 are isolated. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Health has issued that they have to be isolated for a period of 7 days. As an employer, you have a discretion to increase or reduce those days based on how your employee is recovering from those symptoms. So you'll find that after the 7 days, they still pose the symptoms, then you might request that they continue staying at home or working from home, rather. Mm-hmm. But the Department of Health also in the same breath says those employees that don't pose any symptoms or they're asymptomatic, if I could put it that way. They don't need to isolate. They can still come to work, but they have to ensure that they wear their masks, they avoid social gatherings that have got three or more people, and where they're indoors, they ensure that the employer makes sure that there's social distancing between that employer and other employees, that employee and other employees in the workplace. So that still is in place in dealing with the outbreak in the workplace. And I know with my colleagues, some of them still feel that they don't want to take off their masks at their discretion, because they're a bit hesitant to take off their mask, given now that we're approaching the flu season. We're seeing a lot of our colleagues coughing, sneezing, so they prefer to be more safe than to be put in a risk of having to contract maybe flu, not necessarily COVID. So it doesn't mean that the lifting of this means employees are not allowed to wear masks. If as an employer you say, I'm working in an environment with my employees that there's a risk of transmission if I don't put measures like the wearing of masks, then you can still require them to wear masks. If some of the employees, the risk there is that they also use public transport, and you might identify that is a possible risk of transmission of other employees in the workplace, you might require those specific employees to wear masks. So it's in the general sense, you're not allowed to wear a mask, but with regard to employment law, an employer can still require you to wear a mask if he's identified your department or that specific working environment as a potential risk of transmission of the COVID-19.
So it's not as simple as we said earlier, and I don't think we can just hang those masks up as of yet or put them onto a bonfire. But no. I think that it's basically about personal responsibility, and if you are sneezing or if you're not feeling well, to consider the people around you and rather just put that mask back on, even if your employer doesn't have a policy in place. But of course, employers also need to take note. So not as simple as we thought it would be 2 weeks ago. Tapisa, thank you so much for your time this morning and your insight. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Keep well. Bye-bye.
Keep well. Bye.